starting off over in China, in the Guangdong province.
Which province is that?
Guangdong.
And what stories are you famous for?
Nothing to do with that. This actually has to do with, I think, something I've become afflicted with here in the last couple days.
Gonorrhea?
SARS.
SARS?
I do sound a little SARS-y today, don't I?
Hey, what happened to SARS?
It has proven to not be this big problem that it was blown up to be.
But has it fallen out of favor? I mean, obviously, SARS doesn't have...
I don't think it was ever in favor. Nobody
was
in favor of SARS.
The lobby that AIDS does. It's just one of those diseases that kind of... It was never embraced by the public, you know?
It was more of a fad. It was like the pet rock of diseases.
It was something that was just blown out of proportion by the media last year. SARS is earlier this year.
Is that just because of a lack of identity? Do people not really know who SARS is?
It started in China. It's an acronym, and they don't really see it. There's not a face. Publicists failed because they didn't put a face to SARS.
So what is the face of it?
SARS doesn't have a publicist, sir.
Does AIDS have a face?
I think it...
You got awful quiet there.
You obviously thought about it, Tom.
Wow, my microphone's not quite working out.
See, get engineering to work on that. We'll come back to you in a second. Okay. So I guess SARS really doesn't have a face then. It's not an Asian face. It's not an American face, a female or a male face. SARS needs a face to get back into the public view and gain public acceptance.
Well, apparently it was like November of last year in Guangdong, as a matter of fact, that the SARS outbreak kind of began.
Ching Chang Haso.
Secure.
There's SARS on the line right now.
What is it? Severe acute respiratory syndrome, I believe it is. Well, one of the ways they believe it was passed was from people eating rats.
That's where they got SARS from?
Isn't that always the way, though?
When you're eating rats?
Yeah.
I mean, what is a rat? It's a disease-infested rodent is what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
That's why I stick strictly to eating pigeons.
Okay, that's good. Well, SARS has not stopped people from eating rats, including one restaurant that says they sell more than 100 rat dishes per day at their restaurant.
Ugh.
Some of them are caught on farms. Some are wild from the mountains. Southern Chinese people believe rodents are safe to eat or turn into wine if caught in the countryside.
Wine?
Rat wine. You had that lately.
Huh. Don't say that. All the homeless people will be out catching rats.
Yeah, if you see a homeless guy under the I-30 bridge taking a rat and squeezing it like a hand towel into a bottle.
Rat ripple.
Is that how they make it? Do they do it like a squeegee and just get the juice off of it, or is there something inside?
I don't know
if you call that wine.
I think it's old school. They put all the rats in a big vat and they stomp on them.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's like old school. It's like the old world.
Like they do in Italy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
with bare feet?
Exactly. It's the only way to do it.
So then your feet are all stained with rat blood when you get out?
That's the best kind.